no evacuations from a surrounded city in southern Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Another attempt will be made tomorrow in Mariupol, according to Ukraine's deputy prime minister. Russian airstrikes also targeting another city in the south.
In the port city of Odessa, Russian missiles striking a residential neighborhood yesterday, killing at least eight people. An infant is among the dead.
Fox's Matt Finn in the western city of Lviv. Without mentioning the war in Ukraine, President Biden commemorated the 107th anniversary of the Armenian genocide carried out by the Ottoman Empire. In a statement, he said in part, "We recommit ourselves to speaking out and stopping atrocities." An early morning fire has left four people dead in Philadelphia. Authorities say three of the victims were children. Fox 29 says the fire tore through a home in the Kensington neighborhood. No word on a cause. Several teenagers were shot in Atlanta last night. Police say it happened outside a Waffle House.
They were able to determine that some type of altercation took place. Shots rang out.
Deputy Police Chief Timothy Peek, all five of the victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No suspects have been announced, but three weapons and a stolen vehicle have been recovered. 2 days after jumping into the Rio Grande River, a member of the Texas National Guard is still missing and presumed dead.
The Texas Military Department writing in part, quote, "The service member selflessly attempted to help two migrants who appeared to be drowning as they illegally crossed the river from Mexico to the United States. Initial reports from the Texas Rangers have determined that the two migrants were involved in illicit transnational narcotics trafficking."
That's Fox's Bill Malusian in Eagle Pass, Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
As COVID-19 restrictions evaporate, many Americans are asking, do I need a mask or not? That question remains unresolved.
A federal judge ruled the CDC lacks authority to require masks on planes, trains, and mass transit systems. But Dr. Jerome Adams, the former Surgeon General, says that doesn't mean people should stop following health guidance.
We have to separate out whether or not we mandate something from whether or not we should be doing it anyway.
Adams, who served in the Trump administration, says there are different risk factors between commercial airlines and city buses.
Are you vaccinated? Are you boosted? Do you have comorbidities? Are you someone who is in that higher risk category?
The Biden administration is appealing the judge's ruling. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Most of the new COVID-19 infections in Shanghai are asymptomatic, but the Chinese city continues to lock down neighborhoods to curb the spread. Convenience is going to start costing more as an online giant raises prices.
Amazon will begin this week charging sellers active on its platform an additional 5% surcharge for fuel and inflation as the e-commerce giant and all businesses deal with operating costs in the wake of surging inflation in the U.S. and high gas prices. Amazon says the 5% added fee isn't permanent and that the company hoped for a return to normalcy as COVID restrictions eased, but that fuel prices and inflation for now continue presenting further challenges.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Many Americans don't mind paying a price for a piece of memorabilia from Alex Trebek, the late host of Jeopardy. An estate sale is being held at the TV star's home in Studio City, California. Items up for grab include a writing desk and things that he autographed. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.